You're listening to The Training Dummies. With Rob.
Oh, well. If I start repeating myself, just feel free to overlook it. It's probably safer that way.
And Daryl.
In Russia, game plays you.
And your freaking Chromie clips, man.
They're the best.
You guys, it's episode 134 of The Training Dummies, recorded on June 22nd, but probably not coming to you until later. I don't know, maybe like the 27th, 28th, I don't know.
Sure.
You'll get it when you get it, and you'll love it. My name's Rob, and I just played some Overwatch. If that blows your mind, that's great. Daryl, what have you been up to, man?
What have I been up to? That's a good question.
Overwatch.
No, planning my deck. It's coming soon. Like two weeks soon. 2 weeks from today, people will be here to build my deck. So that's what I've been working on.
Is it crazy to you that the people from the raid team from another country are flying to your house to help you build a deck?
From three different countries. Three
that's
different.
<amazing. laughs>
Well, if you include Canada as well, four different countries people will be here to build my deck. So that is kind of crazy, yes.
It's an international affair, huh?
It is. It truly is. I'm looking forward to it, though. It's going to be a good time.
So tonight, I guess I could say what I was saying before we started a little bit. We've done a few tanking episodes lately, and a lot of it was a little critical and a little harsh. And I was listening to another podcast, the Tank Cast, with Sunnier and Ariel, and they had Slootbag and Grafarian on. And the perspective that I was getting from that show was a lot more uplifting and a lot more something that just kind of was awesome after, you know, a lot of, you know, I'm not going to throw too many names out there, but a lot of people just hating on tanking right now. So I contacted Grafarian and asked him to come on the show. And if we could just get a warm Training Dummies welcome for Grafarian, that would be amazing.
Awesome.
All right, you guys can go to bed now. That is actually our families doing the applause. Hey, Grafarian, we want to get to know you a little bit because not everybody knows who you are. So we'll go through some interview questions and then we will get into the good stuff. So
sounds good.
How, what, when did you start playing, and what is your current main?
Wow, it's a lot of questions in one.
Yeah, loaded.
All right, so let's see if we can check them off one by one. So how? I started playing during the beta of the game. I think it's 2004. I was in college at the time. And really, before that, playing Warcraft 3 with all the bros in the dorm, LAN style.
Oh, yeah.
And, nice. You know, we just kind of saw that the beta was out, and we all picked it up at the same time and went through that early experience together. And after that, I was hooked. I mean, I just couldn't get enough. Dead Mines and well, sold. So from then, I just started playing like crazy for, you know, the last... It's more than 10 years now, right?
And, mm-hmm. Yeah.
11 and
actually,
a half.
Yeah. And probably a lot of people don't know, I started off playing a mage, and then I transitioned to warrior, and pretty much playing that as my pseudo main ever since.
Pseudo main. That's probably the best one I've ever heard. we've had co-main, we've had off-main, we've had, I don't know, so many different... Nobody will admit to what they're actually playing, because no one wants to get nailed down. Pseudo main.
Pseudo main. Like maybe it. I'll pick that
we
up.
We have
now.
A little meme or joke or whatever in our guild where it's like, what do you identify it with?
Yeah,
class
right,
fantasy
yeah.
And everything that's thrown around with Blizzard right now. And
yeah, that's awesome.
That's how I identify myself, warrior. Right? I'll say it.
All right. What is the origin of the name Grafarian?
That's a good question. So I don't know who's played Final Fantasy Tactics. It's an old school game, but there's a character in that game that has a similar permutation of this name, and so I kind of was just inspired by that. Mix it up a bit, and that's where it came from. Sounds good.
Yeah, it's it does sound very like it fits the universe, the whole lore thing. What would you say is your most fond memory in or because of Warcraft?
Too many, man. Right, it's been like you said, 11 years, so many good memories. I'm trying to think. Let's see. Probably the first time I saw Ragnaros pop up and spawn in MC. It was just like,
oh, nice.
Completely new experience for me. Mm-hmm. Didn't really understand raiding all that much. I mean, like. Done everything kind of hardcore, but you know, it's the first time you're really raiding in a game like that with everybody and seeing it for the first time. You hear all the talk about how insane it's going to be, and then the animation and how big he is. And, I don't know, just always burned into my mind, no pun intended.
Nice. Sweet. What is your favorite Blizzard title? And if it is Warcraft, what would you think? What would you consider your second favorite?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say I'm a diehard WoW lover, but another Blizzard title that I like? Probably StarCraft. I mean, I enjoyed the single player and doing in-house 5v5s for fun, stuff like that. The story and the campaign was pretty good in that game.
Mm-hmm.
I love that you said StarCraft because everybody right now is like
Overwatch
all over the place. They're, yeah, it's, oh, it's, yeah, I mean, it's Overwatch or
new IP is all the hype. But
yeah, what would you say is your favorite raid boss of all time?
Oh man, there's so many raid bosses. These are such tough questions. It's like I have to list one from like every expansion or something because there's too many good ones.
I think some of them just have different levels of nostalgia too. Like you were talking about with the Ragnaros, you know, seeing him for the first time, and that's just like it's crazy, you know.
All right, here, I got it. I'll give you one that you probably would never hear, and is on my personal top list, Ascendant Council.
Really? In Bastion and Twilight?
Yeah, one of the best fights probably they ever made, honestly, because of the mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got in there really early when it was tuned really tightly, it was an intense fight, you know, especially that last phase where you kind of kite them around with the pools, and it's picking people up, and it's doing a ton of damage, and it's like this race against the Enrage almost to beat him, and because it was so tight, how you transition them was so important, right? So you had to, like, time the burst and crush them before they teleported up. And I don't know, I just thought all the other mechanics in the fight were really fun.
Mm, yeah.
It was really engaging.
Yeah, that's a good fight. One. Yeah, we've never heard that before either. You're right.
Yeah, everyone's like, yeah, Muru, best fight you ever, Ragnaros or whatever. Yeah, but, you know, that's one that...
Lots of Lei Shan,
yeah.
Yeah, we've had lots of Lei Shan for sure. What is your favorite thing to do in-game right now?
I don't know about everyone else, but I just love the shipyard. It's so fun logging in every day on 10 really? Characters.
Man, you just lost all credibility.
No, I mean, right now, honestly, I've been playing so much beta that it's like,
oh, okay.
I don't even know what live is anymore.
Do you? Okay, so do you feel like when you go back to live, you're just like, oh.
It's hard. I mean,
like, I know.
If I tell you the truth about what I'm doing right now, it's mostly working on stuff that I don't really want to admit. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get the alternate color version of the Water Striders. I'm doing fishing when I'm bored.
Oh my gosh.
Which is pretty rare.
Yeah.
Nice.
Or, you know, like I just got done doing Arena. We're trying to do fives because they're taking out the achievements. So we're trying to get people 2200. So it's like, I mean, I do all that stuff normally, but not really. I mean, really, I just don't log into live unless I have to right now and I just play on beta.
So what's your level of Overwatch hype then?
I'm not on the 18 hours a day train, but I'm playing it.
You're not level 220 now?
Still undefeated.
I'm like level 20 right now, probably. So, but I've been playing it, but not a crazy amount.
I'm still undefeated since release.
Yeah, you can't lose if you don't play.
Yeah, there's that too. I own it.
I do have a question that's not on here a little bit that may be able to get into what qualifies you here. Maybe you could talk a little bit about your raiding pedigree, like, you know, who you raid with and get a little bit of your background with that.
Sure. So, like I said, I've been playing almost continuously since the game's live launch in 2004, right? And so, and I've been raiding at what I consider a hardcore competitive level pretty much the get-go, whether it's in BC or Wrath. And most of it I did with Vodka. Like, that's probably where I was pushing world first level caliber rating, and now I'm in Midwinter currently. I'm kind of a similar situation. I don't know that we're going for world first right now, but still just as competitive, just trying to be the best we can be.
Awesome. That's there's a lot of people that have been playing and rating since the early days.
It's crazy
days.
To think about it. It actually scares me because I'm like, wow, old, first of all. Second of all, it's been 11 years, and I thought I was going to quit this game 8 years ago, so it's just scary to me. And then, like, you type your slash playtime and you go, this is really scary.
Yeah.
See, I have so many pseudo mains, I can't keep up with the slash. If they had, is there a command where it'll show
you
across
all
your...
I don't know, I mean, there might be some add-on out there. But
yeah, it's probably an add-on, I don't...
It's scary to think about, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, but it's been fun, it's worth it.
Like, you said,
the beginning, the memories are...
Yeah.
The quality.
Well, right on, man. Daryl, do you have any other bonus questions?
I don't think so. Get into the topic here right away.
All right.
All right.
This is Supercat from Ask Mr. Robot, and if you have a problem, yo, I'll solve it. While you're listening to the Training Dummies with Rob and Daryl.
All right. If you have any questions or comments or just want to find out what we're doing, we're active on Twitter at Training Dummies. Rob is at Rob Copeland, and myself, Daryl, is at Hend_TTD.
So I guess I kind of gave a little bit of a what we're going to get into, kind of at the top of the show. And I keep using the same meme reference, the bank topic, great again. And I don't necessarily think tanking needs to be made great again, but there's been a lot of talk with a lot of influencers and people in the community that are pretty concerned or pretty frustrated or pretty critical of tanking right now. You mentioned spending a lot of time on the beta, Grafarian. What's your general vibe about tanking? Do we need to be concerned about the state of tanking in Legion?
The short answer is no, but I think that there's no such thing as, you know, black and white, right? It's a very, very complicated thing. And, you know, I don't want to be too negative about anything, but I think that there are definitely concerns. But there's also a lot of positive stuff that's happening, too. You know, there's a lot of things that are going to be surprising to players, that they're going to be excited about, that they're going to want to do and they're going to enjoy. But, you know, again, if nothing's perfect, I think that there's always going to be a scenario where you're like, man, I really hate this, or this is not what I envisioned, or, man, this other class is just so much better and mine's so much worse, or whatever your gripes could be. And, you know, once you just, like, let go of some of that and just play the game, it's actually pretty fun.
So some of the, like, the main, I mean, I was watching a Preach video earlier today. He was talking about picking your main, and he started harping again on about tanking, and, you know, just, it's just kind of gone down the tubes. Have you been able to run a lot of five mans, or do you need raid testing, or?
Yeah, I've been lucky enough to do all the raid testing and a lot of Mythic Plus, all the dungeons on Heroic. Normally I did it all kind of organically after leveling up on beta, so you have a good feel for what the entire progression experience would be like, going from an undergeared character just hitting 110, getting gear in normal or Heroic, and then working your way through the ladder, Mythic Plus, and even in raids where they right now scale you, but you won't be scaled obviously.
Right, online. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did level when in early alpha I leveled a Demon Hunter up to 110, and then I've kind of recently grabbed each of the tanking classes and gone through the artifact quest lines, and they definitely feel tanking overall feels different. I mean some classes like warriors never really had the self heals that much anyways, but I feel like a lot of that, the being able to just handle your own business and do things for yourself and kind of heal yourself and sustain yourself, I feel like some of that's been stripped away. Would you say like that's purposeful? That's what they're going for?
So the way I kind of think about this is there's three or four things, right? There's what has the history shown us, right, about how they've designed the game, what's actually happening right now, and then what are their intentions, right? Like, what are their stated intentions? And how does that kind of compare to what's actually happening, right? And so if you compare it to live right now, it's going to be vastly different, right? They've stated that they want it to be different. If your expectations is going to be the same as live, you're already setting yourself up to be frustrated, disappointed, whatever, right? But if you go into it thinking that this is what their goals are, maybe they're not even close to where they say they want it to be, but this is what their goals are, you can kind of wipe the slate clean and then figure out for yourself how it actually feels, right? If you're trying to make that comparison to life, it's a totally different game, right? They're resetting a lot of the combat systems. They're changing a lot of the way things work in terms of the mechanics, both for classes and for encounters. So, you know, it's a really tough thing to go from live, where you're at the end of an expansion, you've done it for a year at this souped up level with a ring, massively overinflated eye levels, and you know, it's going to feel different, right? It's even when they don't make all these drawing changes to a particular role, going from this the end of one expansion to the beginning of another feels different, right? It always feels different.
Yeah.
But I think that gap is just a lot wider now because of some of their other goals that are paired with that effect, right?
Yeah, that totally makes sense.
You mentioned some positives. What would you say those are, the positives that are the changes that are coming?
So here's what I think is positive. With regards to the actual gameplay and like your class, people have been complaining a lot that what you do doesn't matter, or there's not a lot of rotational or gameplay complexity, and that might be true on the surface. But what you'll find is that there are still a lot of things that you can personally do that make a difference, that it's very tangible. And, you know, things like timing or you know, just the way you approach things makes a big difference, right? If you try to do it, like I said, like it's live, you're going to maybe struggle, or you're going to maybe find that it's not successful. And so what I found is that I had to be creative, right? Like you have to think about, you talked about the artifact scenarios. When I was doing the one on my warrior initially, I couldn't just stand there and eat all the damage. I had to like stun and run.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Oh my gosh, I was having to just run all over the place.
Some of them are tough for sure, especially when you're going on a pre-made character, it's like 680 eye level. Of course, when you're on the livesters, you'll have like 700-ish or higher, hopefully, but... You have to be creative, right? You can't just approach it like, all right, well, I'm just going to eat all this damage, and normally I would just heal myself up or absorb it all or whatever, and it's all good. Instead, you have to kind of be creative, and I think that's okay, right? Like, it's you should want to use everything in your toolkit. If that means for, you know, as simple as worse, shockwaving everything and then heroic leaping away, or, you know, seeing that a mob's like getting a killing blow so you can victory rush it, or whatever.
Yeah.
Those kinds of things, I mean, you're making a decision to do those things, right? That's conscious and it's tangible, right? You do it right, you're kind of rewarded with like this feels good. I survived and I can see the difference. But if you don't, you're dead and you're running back and the NPCs are doing all the work for you.
Okay. what would you say is the tanking philosophy going into Legion and how it differs from the current philosophy?
That's a good question. So I think that if you think about live right now, it's about doing as much as possible so that everyone else doesn't have to worry about you, right? Like, you're a very self-sufficient class, so your goal is basically to be self-sufficient, right? Whether that's preventatively, reactively, however your class functions, the idea is to make it so that every healer can just put HOTS on you and beacon and not have to think twice. You need an external, you call for it, and that's it. They should never have to think about you beyond that. This is pretty much the overall goal, right? And on live, on the beta, they've shifted that drastically. So that's why I said it feels so jarring, because now all of a sudden you go into a dungeon, you can't do that. And so not only does it require an adjustment on your part, but also on your group, right? Whether it's coordinating CC or your healer actually direct healing you and paying attention to the fact that you're taking health damage versus just always absorbing everything. And so there's that synergy in your group that matters a lot more. And then that reliance, right, on your group. Because before, okay, whatever, I can just run into this dungeon, pull every mob, and I can never die, right? Now you do that, you probably end up dead before your healer can even cast a single spell.
Yeah, so, there's the, yeah. I mean, with most, tanky classes, I feel like right now there is some sort of self-healing mechanic or so, you know, like you said, even with warriors, the victory rush thing, like you can really just manage that for yourself. Like, I'm going to go and pull these, you know, 8-10 guys over here and just AoE them down and I'll be fine. You know, it's just, this is Zerg fest. And I don't think that's going to be that way in Legion at all.
I think that, I mean, it can be, right? Like, a big factor in content nowadays is eye level, right? So when you overpower stuff, it'll start to feel like that again, where you can just auto run through the instance and pull everything and you probably won't die. But when you're at the expected eye level of content nowadays, it feels like, yeah, you're relying on your group. You're not just going to be this unkillable machine that can just do whatever you want and there's no consequence to that. And, you know, that's also not necessarily a bad thing, right? Because now your group feels like they're actually a part of the dungeon. Like, I don't know if you've ever run a dungeon where you've had a really capable and overgeared tank in heroic dungeon queue. Now and then I'll queue up and like give everyone a gift of, here I am, to just auto run through the instance and we'll be done in 5 minutes. And if get boat kick for doing that. But
that's my goal when anytime I run a 5-man. That is what I want to do as a tank.
Right. But as the player that's not the tank in that circumstance, the dungeon run is just really disjointed, right? It's like, all right, I'm just constantly running, chasing after this guy who's doing all the work, and it's not really a dungeon experience anymore. It's some guy just carrying me through, right?
Yeah.
So, again, I think that can be okay when you're like 100 eye levels over what's expected in content, or maybe even 50 or whatever. But
yeah.
Right, when I can do that at the approximate expected eye level, there's probably something that needs to be changed, right?
Well, do you think that's where maybe the Mythic and Mythic Plus and like the tiers of increased difficulty are going to come into play then?
I would suspect so. From what I've seen, it's no joke in there. I'm telling you, you won't be doing anything that you do like I just described, where you just run to the boss and then AoE everything down and soul cap goes off and everything's dead.
Yeah. Well, that's good to hear. I mean, there's people, I remember when we first got into Kata and the heroics in Kata were like, holy crap, if you were healing, you were like sitting down to drink between every pull. And
it was like
if you didn't CC, this was not going to go well, you know. And I think, you know, we know how the Blizzard pendulum swings. It goes,
yeah, of course.
You know.
And, you know, about the drink comment, I'll say this. Right now, up to about Mythic Plus level 9 or so, you don't really have to hard CC. Like, you're thinking of, like, all right, you're sapping this guy, you're prawling this guy. That's not really required, except for maybe certain packs or certain affixed combinations and instances, where you can pretty much run it as you normally would.
Mm-hmm.
But after some of the pulls, your healer has to drink. So you can't just keep running to the next group or towards the boss or whatever, because they're right there, having to expend a lot of mana not only to heal the tank, but the group as well. because there's a lot of dispersed damage in even trash pools. And mm-hmm. so it costs them a lot of mana to heal all that up. And usually it's inefficient because people aren't used to the damage patterns and the mechanics, so they fail at them more often than not. So every two or three pulls, you're either sitting there drinking.
I don't mind that. I think there's value in that too. There's value in learning how to adjust and how to, you know, like you said, not one dude just doing all the work, just dragging everybody by their hair through this stunt, you know.
Your tank has to be conscious of that too, because, I mean, even for me, I definitely have gotten myself killed or wiped my group because I haven't noticed that, you know, and it's rare and rare as time goes on since I've put in so many hours, but definitely just run ahead, not thinking about that fact, and, well, he lives 50 yards back, out of mana, and out of luck.
We've really fallen into this mind frame, the go, 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 you know, and even I see now, even as a pretty overgeared tank for the 5-man content, you'll get some DPS that, you know, or the rest of the group that, like, if you're not running as fast as you can, they are, and then you're forced to try and keep up with them. So I think it's probably going to be a big change for everyone, not just for tanks managing the pulls and keeping an eye on healer mana and stuff like that. It's going to be, you know, back to, you know, a little bit of responsibility for everybody again, would you say?
Yeah. And I mean, I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing. I don't think that heroics would necessarily feel that after the early progression so much. I think that they'll turn into what they kind of are now. Because if, like I said, eye level, and then the group finder offers a lot of bonuses to queuing up with random people, right? Like percent damage and health.
Oh, yeah.
It's massive, right? So you have 15% extra healing, damage, health. That's a pretty significant nerf to the content right there, right? Plus you get any amount of eye level over what's expected, and then that's just what ends up happening. It was unfortunate, but
I know I was just
Mythic Plus is for, right?
I was sitting there thinking like, oh, it'll be fine because I will probably do these mainly in a guild groups anyways. But then then you get all those extra perks and bonuses for doing it random.
Yeah, but in Mythic and Mythic Plus specifically, you'll definitely have to adjust your entire party's mindset and the way you approach things. It won't be just YOLOing around and face rolling your keyboard to victory.
Mm-hmm.
I can promise you that. At least not initially. Maybe they nerf it or they make adjustments. Or maybe, you know, like I said, you get 50 eye levels over what's expected for that particular level of Keystone. And then, yeah, you can do that. But before that point, it won't be like that.
Well, I think that's the point of having the tiers of difficulty, though. Is so if it, you know, that you can do what's hard for you, you can do what's fun for you. And if you like, you know, the really ridiculous combinations of, you know, like the boss abilities and different, and that kind of Diablo-esque thing where, you know, this, you know, if this guy dies, he grants power to everyone around him, you know, like these weird, you know, abilities go off and you're just not ready for it. I think that's like a whole new level of content, I guess. It kind of breathes new life into 5-mans, do you think?
Yeah, it adds a lot of life into them. I mean, the thing that's unfortunate is that there's only 10 dungeons, right? So you will be doing the same framework over and over. But, you know, the twists on them via the affixes do make it more interesting, right? Like, maybe one run you can just auto-run through and it's fine. But then all of a sudden you get something that's like bolstering, right? Which is a modifier that any mob that dies buffs everything around it by like 20% health and damage. So, and it stacks. So I've seen...
Oh, wow.
Let's try to pull a bunch of little mobs, geez, and the next thing you know, it's like 100 stacks of bolsters, and then everyone just gets one shot. The mob is like the size of a world boss inside an instance, and it's killing everybody.
Oh, that's awesome.
What are some of your favorite modifiers that you've seen?
Oh, man, there's some funny ones. So, like, my favorite one probably is bolstering, because I just think it adds so much of a variance to how you approach a dungeon, right? You can't chain pull. You can't AoE everything down without thinking about it, right? You have to almost what we call core hound the packs, right? Where everything dies evenly.
Oh, yeah.
Because if they die at the same time, then it's fine. There's another modifier, Raging, which is similar but different in that when a mob's low health, it does 100% increased damage. So that's when you want to think about, okay, we're going to lock down this mob when it's slower, maybe kite it. Or then you have situations where like it'll do like a special ability that hits the entire group and it's raging and then everyone's just one shot, right? So it makes you have to think a little bit more about how you want to approach pulls. And you know, that's where you think about more priority targets, focus fire, stuff like that. Because... you know, if you just AO everything down and then everything's at low health and doing 100% damage and the mob you don't kill does a special, either your tank or your party's dead immediately.
Have you got to play with the different tanking classes, or have you mainly focused on the warrior?
Well, in the beta, I played mostly Demon Hunter, Warrior, and Druid. But during the alpha, when you could play all the characters at max level because it scaled you inside dungeons. I played all six.
Do you which tanking class do you feel like has been overhauled the most from what we know in Warlords?
I'd say Monk is probably the most different from the way it plays on live. Because not only did they overall change the kit, but just the way they expect you to play it is also different. And I mean, of course, the devs posted about what they expected, and I think that there was a huge disconnect between players and developers, right? Which is what spawned that massive conversation.
And I think maybe that's where some of the confusion came from. It's some, you know, like when you have theory crafters and people that have been doing this for a long time or kind of take pride in being able to do something, and then, you know, somebody comes and says, no, you're wrong, do this. And then, you know, some people were trying to do it that way and trying to do it differently and getting mixed results. I think there was some weirdness that went on there.
It's interesting. I actually enjoyed watching all that back and forth, you know, like kind of go on, because I thought it was interesting how people's opinion was so colored by a lot of things that were just bugs, right? It's like, and it's crazy how people form an opinion just based on a lot of things that aren't even working correctly. Mm. And it's clear that they're not working correctly.
I know that Brewmaster Monk has kind of been my main for a while, and I know that when it was finally released, I went in and went through the artifact quest line and did the opening and stuff, and like 2 minutes into it, I'm like, where is all my stuff? What is going on here?
Yeah, it's all different.
What the heck is this? You know, and so I was a little confused. And then I think the other one that I had wanted to get some hands on with was the Blood Decay, and that one also felt like it had been run through the ringer a little bit. It didn't feel, I don't know.
That one's different as well, because, you know, they moved your primary ability, I guess, Deathstrike from runes to RP.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a lot of people weren't used to that, right? And I don't think it's necessarily worse now because of that. Maybe people have an opinion one way or the other, but sometimes it's just about getting used to what they decide to do, right?
Mm-hmm. I think that's the main thing, that it's not bad, it's just different. And we need to get in and have time to work on it and have the, you know, some of the people like yourself and the, you know, theory crafters get in and iron some things out and help, you know, that information starts to trickle down to the rest of the community. And it's right. Kind of the way that it naturally works when new content comes out. And I think we just need to have time to look at it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a completely different discussion to talk about if change for the sake of change, quote unquote, is merited. But clearly they've decided these things. I don't think that anyone has any true control over what they're going to do other than you can try it, play it, try to be the best you can at it, and then comment on it, right? And then they can take that feedback and do what they will with it, but it's out of your hands, right? So if you really love to play a particular class, you might as well do your best to try to understand it and make it work, you know, for you. Because crying about it or salty. Wishing they would go back is probably not going to get you anywhere.
I was making a comment earlier to somebody, trying to remember the context of it, but basically what I was saying was that if it's really that bad, that Blizzard will address it. They're not going to put us in this situation where tanking is just awful and the classes are designed weird, nobody likes it, and it's terrible, and just leave it at that and leave it for us to figure out. I think we need to have a little more faith in the devs than that.
Yeah, I mean, tanking and even healing are, I mean, to me, at least lately, it's felt like the game is very DPS-centric, even as tanks and healers. I feel
you
look at DPS as part of what you want to do as your primary focus, but it just seems like a lot of the decisions that they make are very centered around, or a lot of the design decisions, rather, especially in raid encounters, are around DPS, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the game is already hurting for tanks and healers, right? Like, you always have queues that are delayed by that, and that's the limiter, right? So I feel like they need to do anything they can to make those roles engaging, fun, and have a draw for more people to try them and play them, right? So that the group, you know, meta functions, right? Because everything breaks down if you don't have a tank or a healer, right? Mm-hmm. You can't do anything without those. But if no one wants to play them, then that's a problem, right? And I don't think that they'll let that happen, because then the game just collapses on itself, right?
Well, so you mentioned making these roles compelling. Then one of the main complaints that I hear going around right now is that tanking is being kind of simplified and stripped down. And I know that you said, you know, you're finding yourself in a position where you need to be more creative with things. Do you feel like tanking is becoming more basic? Are they lowering that skill floor to get more people in?
I'm not at the meetings, right? I don't know with any certainty if their goal is to actually lower the skill floor, lower the ceiling and raise the floor so that, you know, there's less variance on performance. I have no idea, honestly. Does it make me feel like some things have gotten simpler? You have a lot less abilities? Yeah, but I think that's every class, right? Like, I've peruse the forums and talk to people in my guild and other friends on my friends list about all the classes, and everybody has complaints about, you know, similar things, right? Oh, man, I don't have any utility or any spells anymore that aren't just rotational, and everybody's kind of having those same gripes, so maybe that's just not tank-specific, right? Maybe that's everything. Maybe the game itself is just evolving. So, yeah, I mean, a lot of the changes are not just tank-specific and are affecting all classes, is what I've noticed. And the thing to take away from that is really that maybe that's okay. Maybe they can make the encounters more compelling, the things that you're doing in the game more interesting, at some of the cost of class, you know, quality in terms of gameplay. And I've seen a little bit of that so far. You know, when I do dungeons, I feel really engaged. There's a lot for me to do. You know, whether it's, you know, positioning mobs or interrupting a particular telegraphed ability that I need to use one of my abilities to counter. Maybe there's something I have to step out of in front of, or, you know, into, whatever. And the same thing can be said in raids. They do stuff that, you know, hopefully will make it feel like what I'm doing matters, and it's not just about my class and that interface, but also what the encounters are making me.
I love hearing that, because it's kind of the, I feel like there's a little, the naysaying that's going on is just being contagious, and you're hearing a lot of the same regurgitated arguments, and I don't feel like it's truth. And a lot of it is just like, it's one person got frustrated and said something, and then it's just spreading from there. And you're saying like, no, it's not boring. It's not stupid. I do have to make decisions. I do have to, you know, I do have to be cognizant as a tank. I have to be creative. I have to, you know, I have to do things to be a good tank, you know?
Well, the reason that might be possibly is that most people that experience and log on the beta or PTR or whatever to try stuff out, where do they go immediately? A training dummy. Mm-hmm. That is completely different from real world experiences in the game, right? Yeah, you can kind of get a feel for how your class plays and like the performance of it and practice your quote unquote rotation or whatever. But everything in the game that they do now is to disrupt you from doing what you want to do, right? Like, they're always trying to make you do stuff that impedes you from doing what your job is, right? And being able to do your job, quote unquote, well, while dealing with those things is what makes the game challenging and fun, right? And you feel rewarded for doing that. Whereas, you know, and like sometimes in an instant feedback way, oh, I died immediately because, you know, I didn't do those mechanics while doing my job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Those tanking dummies too, like if you're not careful, I remember there was a couple of them that would just kill you. So like, if somebody doesn't know what they're doing and they go in there and mash a couple buttons and realize, like, you know, your active mitigation now is not meant to have 100% uptime. It's meant to you know, to be utilized in certain situations, or to be reactionary, or to be used, you know, when something is going to happen. You can't have guard up 100% of the time. You know, you can't have these things just on demand anymore. So it's like we need to adapt, and we need to kind of learn with that a little bit.
Yeah, and again, that's not to say that there's no negatives here, that, you know, things aren't stripped away. You know, I still look at my bar sometimes in this empty space. I'm like, man, I really missed that ability that used to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
You know, hopefully they can do a good job as designers of supplementing that stuff that you use for your class with stuff that you're actually interfacing in the world, right? So whether it's a dungeon, raid, world boss, whatever you're doing, PvP, there's, you know, reasons that it's compelling beyond just my class doesn't play the way I expect it to or the way I want it to.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like the different, you know, the, okay, so what are we going to have now? Five, six tanks? Do you feel like each one of them is going to have like a niche role? Like this one's going to be the AoE tank, and this one's going to be the single target tank, and this one's going to be the one that can be left alone a little more. He can heal himself up a little more. You know, do you feel like they're working in that direction at all? Or?
Well, I can say this for sure. Every class plays a little differently, right, and has different fundamental mechanics, and so because of that, they'll have different strengths and weaknesses, right? So maybe, you know, just to use a really simple example, one tank is really, really good at, you know, running around and kiting stuff, and another tank, that's just their weakness. Or, you know, one tank is really good at handling a lot of mobs and, you know, maybe healing themselves through that, whereas another tank is much better at taking big hits or whatever, you know, just kind of making up stuff on the fly here. But because, you know, they're not basically cookie cutter mechanically, there's going to be strengths and weaknesses, right, in different scenarios or in different situations. And so the best you can hope for is that they do a decent enough job of making sure that every class is viable in the, whatever content you decide to pursue, right, whether it's dungeons, raids, you know, world questing, whatever. And, of course, that's on them, right? You can't control how they balance the game. And I can say right now that it's not balance, but they've still got time to work through that.
Mm-hmm. How would you say the dynamic between healing and tanking has changed from Warlords?
I think it's kind of like we talked about earlier, right? Most healers, for the most part, have been not worrying about their tanks, right? They just maybe throw up some HOTS, throw up Beacon, shield up. And they're like, all right, this guy's safe. He's never going to die. If he takes some damage, I know he's just going to immediately heal himself back up or do something, and I don't have to really worry about it. And maybe like it's, maybe you have to pop a cooldown on them, or maybe you have to throw them a direct heal every now and then, but it's not the norm.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so from the healer perspective, you're going to be not necessarily GCD locked, but you're going to be spending more time casting into your tank, setting up on your tank in terms of, you know, getting preventative stuff up on them or HOTS up on them. This way you can afford to spend GCDs on other players, and then they don't die in that time, right? So you'll throw them some heals, you'll keep them topped, and then you'll heal other people in the group, and then you'll be going right back to them. You won't be, all right, I threw up a HOT on them, I don't have to worry about them for the rest of the combat time.
Right.
So, again, I guess it's just, yeah, you'll be spending more mana on them, and you'll be direct healing them more, but I think it'll be more than that. It won't just be constantly spamming the tank, it'll be, I got to keep the tank safe, and then I got to kind of deal with the rest of the group and myself, and then get back on the tank when I'm good with them.
Well, we talked with Monkeyo, looking at healing in Legion, and you know, a little bit of the philosophy of not everybody's going to be at 100% all the time, and I think that's, you know, what we talked about with without gearing a lot of stuff, and just feeling like, you know, as a tank, you can just do whatever you want, you'll be fine, and as a healer, you know, it's very easy to keep people topped off all the time. I think now, with maybe some of those, you know, the constant mitigation and the self-heals kind of being stripped away a little bit, I think having to trust your healer is going to be a little more of a, you know, something that we're going to have to, I don't know, pay attention to or not, but I mean, you only have so many cooldowns as a tank that you can use, and if I can't, you know, spam heal myself back up, then I just have to, I don't know, maybe it'll force better communication, maybe it'll, you know, there'll be a little more of those butt-clenching fights where you're, like, just down to it, you know, and
yeah.
you can't really do anything.
Here's what I'll say from my experience. A couple things. One, get comfortable not being at 100% all the time. You'll probably hang out somewhere in the 60 to 80% range most of the time, and then if things are getting crazy, maybe be lower, but you're not going to be at 100% all the time. I mean, right now, I don't think that I even take health damage on live, ever. It's like, oh, the disc priest is here. All right, sounds good. Don't have to worry about that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, with all those absorbs, like you said, gone, and with tank self, you know, self-healing nerfed, quote-unquote, and their preventative measures nerfed as well, yeah, you're going to be taking health damage. And I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing. You just have to be comfortable not having a full green bar all the time. So, yeah, get used to that. And then the other thing would be, like you mentioned, communication. I think that's really important, especially what I've noticed since we've done a lot of dungeons. I mean, raid testing is a lot more limited. It's only in the windows that they allow.
Mm-hmm.
But when we're doing dungeons and they're at the higher levels, you know, I'll, you know, ask my healer, is this a time where you're going to be moving? Should I pop a cooldown here? Or I'll just know, like, this is a particular point in a fight where there's a lot of group pressure, and the healer probably won't be able to heal me, so I better pop a cooldown to kind of relieve some of that, or, you know, whatever. Because, you know, you recognize that they're strained because of the encounter mechanics, or they're forced to move, or whatever. And so you have to recognize that as a tank. And as a healer, you have to also relay that to your tank, right? Okay, I have to heal the group here, otherwise they're going to get one-shot by this ability that's coming up, so do something.
Makes sense, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's good for the game. I think things get stale when, like, you outgear things so quickly and you know, there's not a lot to do.
Again, it comes back to, it's probably just different, right? People aren't used to it, and it's been like this for a while. And it's especially bad when we have 1 year plus of farm, and it gets ingrained in your mind. This is the way it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Are you guys still farming?
Yeah, every week. Haven't missed
a
beat.
Man.
I mean, we just do the last couple bosses, you know, a handful of times, but yeah, we haven't missed a beat.
That's good. I guess that's, you know, keeps you not fresh, but it keeps you in touch, in sync with, you know, just.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely don't do it because it's super fun and awesome and we need all the gear. We do it more so that everyone gets together at least once a week and we still pretend to be an actual guild.
Hey, man, that's the thing. You know, all these guilds have just bit the dust lately, so.
If you don't do anything together, then, you know, everyone just disappears. Because I find for me, like, the draw isn't that the content is awesome at this point. It's, I really like playing with these people, and it's fun. And so, plug on, you have a good time. Someone will wipe us on Manoroth, and then it's like, wow, this is a one-year-old boss, but it's still happening. And, you know, it's all good.
Nice.
But, you know, if you don't have that, then you just end up not logging on at all, right? Like, what's the reason to log on? And then you're not as compelled to be a part of your guild, and then maybe you don't hang out afterwards and play Overwatch with the bros, and then, like I said, it's not a community anymore. It's just a bunch of guys logging on, and that's it.
Yeah, that's a good point, man.
Mm-hmm.
So the video that I was talking about that I watched earlier, that was kind of like the picking your main going into Legion, how would you take that and maybe put it towards a tanking perspective? Like, for people that are considering wanting to tank, that's maybe new for them, or if you're unsure what tanking class you want to use, how would you approach that for somebody who maybe doesn't have beta access and they're like, I want to tank, I want to do this. Do you look at the flavor of the month trends or history or, what's attractive to you? Or
I would say for most people, honestly, they just added this new feature. I think it's called like class trials or something.
Mm-hmm.
You can literally try any class you want in Legion, play through the starting experience, get your artifact.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of what you do is interface your character. So if you hate playing a particular style, like, you're going to hate it, right? If you don't like that, then why force yourself to do it? Even if it is quote unquote overpowered or optimal or the best, right? If you mm-hmm. hate it, that seems like it would be just not fun. It's a game, right? You're trying to enjoy it. Very
serious.
If you're trying to be, competitive, at the upper levels, of course, it's a different mindset. If you're worried about how you'll perform for your raid and you want to do what's best for your guild, then there's different considerations. So it really just comes down to what are your goals, right? What are you trying to accomplish by playing the game? And then that's how you can kind of make a decision. For me, I look at what's fun, and then I also look at what does well, and I try to find a balance.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm not playing that as my quote unquote main, it's definitely my alt if it's something that I really like to play.
Your pseudo main.
Like that. I typically haven't gone flavor of the month. I went flavor of the month a couple times. Like, on BRF, Monk was just so hilariously overpowered that you'd be foolish not to play one. So I did that. But for the most part, if I can make it work on my warrior, I try to. And if it doesn't work, then I have to accept that. And maybe I play something.
I'm getting drops again.
So I'm fortunate that I like all the classes. I enjoy all six of them for different reasons. I realize that they all play a little differently.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's fun for me. I like that it's different. Did it drop again?
It did a little bit. I don't know. It's hard to tell. I had one, but then when it came back, it sounded like it just skipped a beat. So we'll keep going. We'll keep going and hope everything's okay.
Yeah, we're kind of cool. We're getting to the end of it.
Yeah,
anyway, so.
Yeah, we're okay. We'll make it work.
Yeah, like I said, I don't always play Flavor of the Month, but I can see if you're not attached to your main or whatever, then it would make sense. Sometimes they just drop the ball in tuning, and some classes are just way better than others. And it's not just tanks. It's like that for every class.
I know that when Brewmasters were getting a really bad rap at the very beginning of Warlords, and my attitude was, I don't care. I love it. I love the Brewmaster.
If you like it, then you should stick to it. People make it work, right? Like, you can make things work. Maybe you can't be the guy that carries your group anymore, but your group can help you too, right? It's a synergistic thing. So I know, there's been definitely times on particular raid encounters where I know Warrior hasn't been the best for that fight, but
mm-hmm.
my group is compensated for that by, doing things to help me out, right? So I get an external, or, we do different assignments. We alter our strategy from the norm, whatever. And yeah, it's kind of frustrating or annoying that your class isn't Flavor of the Month overpowered. You can't just easy mode through it, but
mm-hmm.
isn't that part of the fun too, is solving problems that your particular group has for, a particular raid encounter? Like, mm-hmm. I thought that was the best part about doing raids when I was doing them much earlier on. It was, mm-hmm. okay, this is what we got. Nowadays it's all about 50 characters, min-max.
Yeah, right.
And everybody's optimal. You didn't have that luxury of having such a large army of alts. And this was your group comp, these were your tanks, and they were kind of your dudes, you counted on them, and so you had to find ways to make it work. And I thought that was fun, right? Like, all right, so if we have a druid tank, this works. But if we have pally, this is another option. And you kind of have to problem solve that way, too. Now it's, okay, well, what's the path of least resistance? What's the easiest way to beat this?
Mm.
Versus, how can we be creative? What can we do differently? What can we do to overcome the fact that this is our raid comp, right? This is the people that we have, and this is what we want to do.
We were told for everybody, it was this resounding thing over and over and over through Warlords, that if you don't have a pally healer, that you're just camping yourself. And we never had a pally healer, and we stayed, we didn't do mythic raids, but we stayed current through heroic raiding through basically the entire expansion. So,
mm-hmm.
For being one night a week for, 3-4 hours, I'd say that's all right.
Yeah, I think that a lot of it is, perception really is a powerful thing that gets overblown in the WoW community, and there's this massive trickle-down effect. It's like, you see one top guild doing something, and all of a sudden, that is the only way to do it, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You try to deviate from that, yeah. You're an idiot. And that's, not how you always win in terms of like playing the game, right? Like, yeah, it might be a good way to do it, but you have to think about the players you're playing with, what their strengths and weaknesses are, what classes they're on, and what those strengths and weaknesses are. And I can probably guarantee you that for most people, they could problem solve and get through the content if they did it that way, versus, all right, everybody switch to their arcane mage and we'll kill the walls in 10 seconds instead.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah, can you do something that's a little easier? Sure. Can you also come up with strategies? I think you can do that too. I mean, I know for a fact internally they do a lot of things and they make things work that they don't see players on live do, and then they're always shocked. Oh, wow, people are... I mean, I kind of think back to like maybe shaman tanks in the early version of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like even paladin tanks, right? They weren't meant to do it, but you could do it. You could make it work. If your group was willing to support you, it could work, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same thing that happens now. If your group is willing to work with you, you can make a lot of things work that people will claim are not viable or not possible. Is it easier? Probably not, but that doesn't mean you can't do it.
I like the fact that there's not one way to do things, and you're either right or you're wrong. That there's, you know, hundreds of combinations and things that you could do, and you know, things, combinations as a group and individually, you know, the way that you manage your rotation, you know, it's like, I mean, yes, you can min-max things, but you're not, it doesn't mean you're going to lose if you aren't doing, you know, the top thing.
Right. And again, this comes back to what people's expectations are and like kind of the culture of the game in general. Sometimes it's better to just have fun, right? It's a game. You know, Watcher has been saying a lot more lately, just play the game. And I think more people should just do that. Just play the game, have fun, and you'll probably find that you don't need to do a lot of insane stuff that you think you do to have fun and be successful. And, you know, maybe the caveat is if you're trying to go for world first, you have to jump through a lot more. But other than that, I think most people can just have fun.
That's a great note to end on, I think. Unless, Daryl, do you have any other questions?
No, I think we should try and wrap this as quick as we can. I had a thunderstorm come through, and it's messing with my whole thing here.
It's blown away in the storm.
Yeah, like, I don't get it, because I'm listening, but then I'll get, like, 5-second gaps. But then it's like, I didn't miss anything, because, like, the thought flows. That's why I'm not saying anything. That's why I'm not making you stop. So then I'm like, but what did I miss if everything is just, like, I swear, the thought. So anyway, maybe we'll just end it here or start wrapping this up.
All right. Grafarian, did you have anything else you wanted to add to that then?
No, I think I said this on the other podcast that I was on, and I'll say this here. Play the game, have an open mind, and give it a chance. And if you still don't like it, then that's your opinion, right? Try something else, or go to the forums and try to make a constructive post, and who knows, maybe you can be an agent of change.
Awesome. I agree. Yeah, constructive being the key word. Well, if you guys have anything else you'd like to add to this topic or maybe even future topics, please feel free to head on over to our website. The contact page there has got our voicemail, our Discord, and our email address, and it's all at thetrainingdummies.com.
It seems fate has brought us together.
You have my gratitude.
We make a great team.
I'm sure glad you're around.
Well, if it ain't my favorite person...
You have your uses, don't you?
You have quite a talent there.
Together, our victory is assured.
Good enough.
Rob, what do you got for shoutouts? Hello? Okay.
the weather in Canada.
Yes, I know. It's messing with me.
I don't know. We just recorded last night, so my shoutouts are going to be the same, but definitely the guild, the raid team, and Grafarian, thank you so much for coming and hanging out and just and giving your perspective on what we have to look forward to with tanking.
Yeah, it's fun. No problem. Thanks for having me.
Daryl, what about you?
Sure, we just recorded last night, but we're not releasing this for a few more days. So, yes, our guild had one job on the Earthen Ring server, and of course, Grafarian for coming on and putting up with my jankier than normal internet. Do you have any shout outs for us this evening?
No, just a part of my guild that maybe will or will not listen. It's hopefully Monkey will at least listen, but yeah, Midwinter, that's it.
Awesome. I guess then before we finalize this, Grafarian, where can people reach you if they have questions about this or anything else, really?
I'd say probably best place is Twitter. So just at Grafarian, pretty easy. Send me a DM or tweet and you check that, and then if
it works.
Further discourse, there'll be other ways.
I can confirm it works. That's why he's here today.
All right. Well, that wraps up episode 134 of The Training Dummies. You can find this and past episodes of the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and thetrainingdummies.com. And remember, we're all just jackasses with mics. So until next time.
It's advice you can trust.
Woo!
From people you shouldn't.